Ann Arbor City Council on Monday night passed a climate action plan. It calls for the city to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by the year 2025 and 90% by the year 2050. It's an ambitious plan, to say the least. And, of course, the devil, it's in the details. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is a local architect and serves as chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission. Wayne Appleyard has been at the center of the construct of the Climate Action Plan and is here this morning to help us with some of those details. Wayne, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good to be here.
Well, how much of the local plan was actually driven by the fact there's no federal climate action plan and it seems to fall to local governments to take it on themselves?
That's very true. Certainly, we are not the first city in the country to enact a climate action plan.
Sure, even Ypsilanti has.
Yes, and we're actually not as quick on the draw as we should be. And the state of Michigan has a climate action plan as well. But it's very important. I think a lot of this has to be done on a city level because of inaction both in Lansing and in Washington. Our plan looks to reduce greenhouse gases by 2025 by 25%.
Now, that was exactly the proposal that was on the ballot in November, and that did not make it to the state constitution. Did that impact in any way, shape, or form what went into the plan in trying to drive this measure forward and reaching those goals?
The plan was already pretty much done by the time we knew that Proposal 3 didn't pass. It does make our work much harder, because it would have gotten us about a third of the way to that goal,
right?
Because electricity is only about a third of what we do that creates greenhouse gases.
Well, let's talk about the plan that's now in place. It has been approved by council and was done so unanimously. It comes down to commitment and implementation. Let's take it in steps. What are the immediate measures that need to be taken?
The first thing that we need to do is set priorities, which we haven't done as yet. We were focusing mainly on getting the plan done and getting it into council, and we'll be doing that over the next month or two, setting a combination of a few of the things that may be easy to do and see some positive results, and some of the longer term things that need to be started now in order to meet our goals.
What are some of the immediate things that you're talking about? More efficiencies?
Sure. And one of the problems that we get into doing this is that the major portion of greenhouse gas emissions are done in the community. The municipal government is less than 1%. University of Michigan is like 30%. So it's working with a lot of outside groups, doing a lot of education. We'll be having a forum in February on climate change that goes along with the one at U of M that's going to be done. That's a national program.
It seems to me that obviously for the immediate steps to be taken that puts this on the right path, that it is going to take that public involvement and that public commitment. As we look at this plan as an individual, what role can we take on?
Well, certainly energy efficiency is something that everybody can work on, reducing our own carbon footprint, because although it's very complex reducing greenhouse gases, it really comes down to burning fossil fuels. And so using less energy that creates greenhouse gases is going to be tantamount to reaching these goals. Certainly, everything from the real easy stuff like compact fluorescence and DTE has a great program for giving people both information and a certain amount of product to convert their home and make it more energy efficient. But there are there are 84 things in the plan, and it's things like reducing the amount of driving that we do by just...
So it's going to be an examination of transportation, of waste, of energy, all of those things in combination.
It's really our complete lifestyle.
Well, as the goals and objectives for the present are being explored and implemented, how do you at the same time prepare to meet the midterm objectives? How do we get to that 25% reduction by 2025?
It's everything. I mean, basically when we did the plan, we first looked at how much we used and then put all of these 84 items out on the table and calculated how much each one would save. And if we do all of them, it's going to produce a 28% reduction, as far as we can tell, which this stuff is all approximations,
sure,
depending upon growth and effectiveness of plans and everything. So we need to really do all of that for that mid-range 25% goal.
And then an even bigger leap to 90% by 2050. That's significant.
That is significant. And it means basically going largely to renewable energy.
This is Issues of the Environment, a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday. David Fair here, and we're talking with Wayne Appleyard. Wayne is a local architect and chairs the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, which devised the Climate Action Plan approved by Ann Arbor City Council Monday night. Now, to say the least, we're talking about going to a lot more renewables. Municipal revenues are at best uncertain and consistently losing state support. What kind of barrier does lack of funding pose to achieving the goals of the Climate Action Plan?
Well, it means that we have to be a lot more creative in convincing the public to do what needs to be done. A lot of it, I mean, there are things in the plan that don't really cost anything. There are things in the plan that will save people money over the long term. And some of it's going to happen just because of other factors. The transportation is a big one. And I think we're going to see the movement to electric vehicles do a lot to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions from that. If you go to an electric vehicle and then produce the electricity from wind and solar, then the vehicle is green.
It seems as though as we move into the mid portion of the plan and on into the longer term portion of the plan, that eventually the community is going to have to step up, and whether it's a new dedicated tax or whether it's some sort of bonding proposal, something is going to be needed from the public in terms of financial investment, correct?
Oh, absolutely. But the fact is that it's going to cost a whole lot more if we don't do it. So it really is something we have
and
to do.
And that's a hard political sell, particularly right now.
Absolutely.
Well, it's pretty clear that achieving the goals of the Climate Action Plan would be most beneficial to the environment and to public health. What are the potential economic benefits of the Climate Action Plan?
Well, locally, for instance, if we produce energy in-house, you know, within the community and reduce our use of energy, that money can be spent within the community. So it's part of it. Really promotes a local economy, because money that you don't spend on electricity or natural gas, which actually goes out of the community, can then be used to buy something that's made within the community. So it actually will help the economic growth.
Well, Wayne, our time together has come to an end, but as you mentioned, there are over 80 components to this Climate Action Plan, and as we start to implement and put them into place, we'll explore them as they come up. So thank you for your time this morning, and we look forward to future visits.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
That is Wayne Appleyard. Wayne is a local architect and chair of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, and he's been our guest on Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, reminding you, Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environment and Health, and it's heard every Wednesday at 8:20 during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.